Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Moving on, let me talk about accents. I started talking about at the start of the show there, Tara, and also to Helena, but last night in The Cutting Edge, I did speak about how I believe people are lazy when it comes to how they speak and their accents. And it wasn't so much about the sound of their voice. I mean, obviously, Dublin people sound different to, you know, people from Wicklow or Galway or Cork or Limerick or whatever it happens to be. We all sound different, and accents can be quaint. There's nothing wrong with having a Dublin accent, as people say from the inner city, have a stronger accent. My mother was from the Liberties. They have a specific type of accent as well from the Liberties. If you're in and around, say, Sean McDermott Street and Sherriff Street, you probably have a slightly thicker Dublin accent. There's nothing wrong with having an accent. That's not exactly what I was saying. It's this lazy accent, this accent that's creeped into Ireland over the last 20 years of, all right, yeah, what's the story? Are you going down to the bleeding shop? If you have an accent like that, you're doomed. You're not getting a job, or at least a decent one. And if you do, you're one of the very few. That's the bottom line. And if you don't accept that, well, then there's something wrong with you. When you don't accept there's a social stigma to accents, there's something wrong with you. Like, you don't accept there's a social stigma to tattoos, to piercings. Whether you like it or not, there is a social stigma to it. When an employer sees somebody with a tattoo up halfway up his neck and up into his face, he's thinking of something. He's probably wrong, but he's thinking of something. He's looking at you like possible criminal. When he hears you at an interview and you arrive in the interview and the first question may, okay, what do you think you can add to our company? I don't know. Like, I suppose we can add like a lot right to your company. You're doomed. You're gone. You're out the door. You're not getting the job. Unless it's a job just packing a shelf or something like that where you're not going to be talking to anybody. But you're certainly not going to get a job where you're speaking to somebody. How would you feel somebody selling you something? It just doesn't come across well. Nobody's saying you should lose your heritage, lose your accent. If you're from Finglas or whatever part of Dublin you happen to be from where they have slightly different accents, nobody's saying you have to lose it. You just don't speak properly. Particularly I find this in Dublin now. That's only because I'm from Dublin. I'm sure if you're from Cork or Limerick, you would notice it in Cork and Limerick too, because you have the accent and you can understand it better than I can. And there are certain accents in Cork and Limerick would be considered to be lazy as well, and the same goes for Galway. So I want to know, do you believe it's a barrier? Do you think there's discrimination, or it's discrimination, to refuse someone a job because they have a strong regional accent? All right, bye. How you doing, bye? That's my best Cork accent. Sorry, I can't do a Cork accent. Do you think it's discrimination to refuse somebody based on their accent? Let me know what you think. Yes, you believe that's discrimination, or no, believe it's not. Somebody says, Niall, how come in the media they don't have Dublin accents? Well, they do have Dublin accents. There are one or two people in the media. The only one I know with a strong Dublin accent. Good afternoon, I'm welcome to the Lie Line. He has a strong accent, hasn't he? But doesn't do any harm. Jim, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jim?
How are you doing, Niall? Okay?
Yeah, Jim. Do you think an accent will hold somebody back?
It shouldn't, but it does.
You have a Dublin accent. You have a Dublin accent. I've no problem. You're very understandable, so that's fine.
Yeah. I know you're saying about people shortening words and things like that, but to a large degree, on a personal basis, I'd have more respect for someone who is who they are than putting on a fake thing and then a week later and they're speaking a different way just to get the job. You know, any individual, you say, for example, on the basis of a job application, I'd be more interested in the person of who they are, what they can do, and what they have to offer, and not looking at the nuances of the fact of he shortens his words or her words, and they have, you know, combining that with a certain maybe type of accent.
Does it not come across as being lazy?
No, it doesn't come across as being lazy, Jim.
You know, Jim, are you telling me you're an employer? You told me before you hired people, right? I don't know what line of work you're in, right? But if it's somebody who has to deal with the general public, and is front of house at a counter, maybe, you know, in a hotel, a reception, whatever. And there, you know, somebody walks in, I don't know, a tourist walks in to get their room in a hotel reception, and the receptionist goes, all right, good afternoon, yeah, can you just fill out this plain form for us there?
Well, I am not staying
in that hotel.
You're discriminating against that person, because if it was a person, say, from from Africa or some other part of the world, and you couldn't make out what they're saying because of the way they speak.
That's different.
Straight away, they'd have you, you up in court.
Well, hang on a second. I would not hire somebody who couldn't speak English properly either.
There's plenty out there, Noel. You don't have to look too far to find plenty of places that they have people, you say, dealing generally with the public and their level of English.
I've said this before on the air because I had an issue going back about 2 weeks ago. I remember I spoke about it. I was trying to buy something from somebody who couldn't speak a word of English, and I found it really frustrating. I have no problem in saying that if you're hiring somebody who's dealing with the general public, they must be fluent in English or have a good working knowledge of English. If they don't, you shouldn't give them the job.
Yeah, well, I still think you're discriminating against an individual who shortens their words or is using certain phrases or certain terminology. Once they can do the job and do it in a satisfactory manner, I think to me that's good enough. I mean, we're living in such a PC world today, and everything is correct. I mean, generally, what you're looking at here is you're talking about discrimination against Irish people in Ireland just because of the way they speak. Nothing to do with the accent. It's the way they speak. And the main thing is that once you're understood, okay, I agree with what you said. If some fella rings you up from the bank, you say, how are you going? It's Wacker here. Just about your account. It looks like he has been dipping into it, or someone else has been dipping
could
into
you
it.
Could you give me the force number of your pin there?
No,
Wacker. There's no way Wacker's getting me pin number.
And we'll box it off for you ever to start.
Jim, you're agreeing with me.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying to you is, and obviously in certain roles it mightn't be suitable, but I think...
And why is it not suitable in certain roles? Because you yourself have just given the same example where you will judge that person based on his accent.
No, I said it mightn't instill confidence in the person.
Absolutely.
But you refusing that person the ability to, for example, walk in a call centre or be on the other end of the phone, you are discriminating.
Well, if Wacker wants to get a job in a bank, dealing with the general public or in a hotel, whatever reception, Wacker should go off and get himself a few elocution lessons.
Yeah, but there's nothing written in stone or cast in stone.
Wacker.
What
should you
call that?
I haven't heard that name in years.
There's nothing cast in stone, Noel.
I had a mate years ago called Wacker Walsh. That was his name.
No, not the same Wacker.
What was Wacker short for?
Paddy Wack.
Oh, was it? Whacker. Paddy Whack.
Paddy Whack.
Whacker Walsh was his name years ago. I got a friend of mine in school. Okay, stay there for a second, Jim, if you can. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And let us know, do you believe it's wrong to discriminate against somebody because of their accent? Remember years ago when you went to a nightclub front door, you know, if you went in the nightclub, the doorman said, all right, where are you coming from tonight? Dorman always spoke to that. Where are you coming from tonight? And you went, we're just down in the bills or down the road. You weren't getting into the nightclub. If you had a strong accent, you probably weren't getting in. And Dorman will tell you the reason is because of previous experience with people with those type of accents, they said they would cause trouble. That's just their experience. So I'm asking you, is it wrong to discriminate against people because of their accents? Now, we're not talking about regional accents. You have to understand what we're actually saying here. People who are being lazy in the way they speak. Jude, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jude?
Hello, Niall.
Or is
I hope
it,
you can phonetically hear me, can you?
I can't. Is it Jude or is it Jude?
Now do you get me when I say that?
I know. I do understand what you're saying when people call you Jude.
Yes.
Well, Irish people do, yeah. Some Irish people do it.
Only Irish people do.
Yeah, only Irish people.
Dublin.
Okay, but you're thinking, originally, of course, you're from the Netherlands, but you're obviously living here a long time. And you believe Irish people are terrible at the Queen's English.
Yes, never mind the accents. People have accents. That's great. You can't, there's no point in putting on a fake accent. But if you have a Dublin accent or a Cork accent or whatever, having an accent doesn't stop you from pronouncing words properly, like pronouncing a T or finishing off words.
Mm.
Like, you can still speak in a Dublin accent, but finish off the words.
But that's
like
what I was trying to say last night on the television, and people all attacked me on Twitter today, basically saying I was discriminating against people with accents.
No, because the accent hasn't... It doesn't matter what accent you have. If you've got a good command, say a good phonetics or a good command of the Queen's English, it doesn't matter what accent you have. That's great. But Irish people, a lot of them, not just Dublin people, Irish people, they have very bad command of the English language. They're not exactly the best articulated people in the world. And they have some people cannot finish off words like what or toilet. Anything, they don't have a problem
with toilet. It's a Tyler or a Sandwich.
Yeah, like you just don't have a... As I say, it's the way to pronounce it. The phonetics is just totally crap. Now, I have an Irish accent myself. There's no, as I said, I'm not gutting accents. But a language is a tool. But if you haven't got that tool, how can you expect to work with it, say, if you were at a job that required communications with people?
Would you feel comfortable if I was from, you know, a credit card company or a bank or a financial institution of some description, or from an Garda Síochána or some official body, and I called you and went, "All right, you would love, how you doing? Listen, I'm just giving you a quick ring about an anomaly on your bank account."
Well, I would, because I think, well, if that's the grasp of the English language, or if that's their capability, how else can they do their job properly if they can't even use the language properly?
So would you be a little bit uneasy with giving them your bank details, etc.?
Yeah, I'd be very uneasy giving anyone my bank details, no matter what accent they have.
But do you think an accent defines people? I mean, you know, is there a certain type of accent that you could say to yourself, yeah, troublemaker?
No, it's not the accent, because it's, as I said, it's not the accent. There are people who have really strong Dublin accents, and I've heard them speaking, but they can pronounce their words properly, and they don't just grunt or half-breathe, you know, to get the words across. There are Dublin, and same with Cork and Galway or whatever national or whatever county the accent is from, you know, dialect or whatever. There are Dublin people that can speak properly.
But I could contradict myself and say that some of the biggest gangsters of this country, you know, were from South Dublin and spoke very well and worked in banks, you know, who robbed us blind. And lots of gangsters have
good command in Irish. There's that gangster, the fairy gangster, what's his name, Christy Kinahan.
Oh, yeah, Christy Kinahan, yeah.
Isn't he multilingual?
Well, I'm not too sure, but he lives all over the world, doesn't he? Yeah, so...
Yeah, but obviously, and he's travelled, and he's multilingual, so wherever he travels, people, no matter what he does, and don't get me wrong, I'm not one of his fans, right? But I'm just saying, as you said, gangsters, I'm just saying, even...
Well, I don't know, I've never spoken to the man, but I think he's
got command of the English language.
Well, I don't know, he's from Kimmage or Crumlin or somewhere, I don't know.
But he's got commands of languages, and as I said, my sister speaks five or six different languages, but she finds it very hard to understand certain Irish not accents, but the way they're pronouncing their words. And she can speak many languages. And she's Irish herself.
Okay, but stay there for a second, because I want to go to Niall. Niall, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing?
Good morning, Niall. How are you doing, sir? How are things?
Good. No, I mean, do you think a language defines somebody? Or, not a language, or an accent.
An accent. I was just about to say, do we talk in accents or talk in languages? Whether it's correct, Niall, whether it's politically correct or politically incorrect, an accent definitely defines yourself. I mean, if we weren't talking this morning on the radio about this topic, you know, you do meet somebody for the first time, and when you speak to them, more so on the phone because you can't see them, you do have a perception in your head.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you know, you do have a perception. It's like,
yeah, you could be wrong.
There's grey areas when we talk about political correctness, because if you and I open up a business and we've a warehouse, and there's loads of chunking boxes going on, I need to say to you, listen, we're going to have to get people in here to do this. We're going to get blokes. Now, we can't advertise that we only want men, but it's quite a strenuous physical job, so we literally want men. Well, that's something that you don't really talk about, but you think about. Now, I didn't see on the TV last night, believe it or not, but I've heard bits and pieces about it. But, like, you do ring a hotel in some parts of the world, and you do have a perception of that hotel based on the accent you hear. Regardless of anyone's opinion, you're getting pluses and minuses with your listeners. You know, I think it's above that. Like, you probably can tell now, you're talking to a bloke that's Dublin working class.
I certainly wouldn't have a go at your accent, because you're understandable, you're speaking clearly. I mean, look, nobody is perfect. I don't expect anybody to speak perfect English. You know, English is not an easy language to learn, right? So, you know, we learn it from a very young age, but yeah, and there are bits that we're going to miss out on. Sometimes our grammar is not the best, the way we speak. Sometimes there are words we can't pronounce. We had a chat this morning in the office. There are certain words I won't dare even try and say on radio because I get them wrong every time. So none of us are perfect. Your accent is a Dublin accent. It's different to my Dublin accent, but it's very understandable. What I'm talking about are people who don't make an effort to speak properly, more so.
More so than the content.
I gave the example last night, and I gave it again today.
There's five Dublin accents.
Yeah, is there?
There used to be two.
Well, you got the Liberties.
Yeah, well, my parents are from the Liberties and I'm Crumlin, so I suppose...
Okay, the Liberties kind of speak through their nose slightly.
Yeah, that's been said. I've heard that. And again, North Inner City would have a different twist again on the Liberties.
Yeah, then you've got the Inner City in around Sean McDermott Street.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a slightly different accent again. Then you've got kind of Finglas, or that kind of west, and then you've got Tala as well. So you've got different accents.
That is changing. That
oh,
is,
and you've got then you've got the Hinos over on the south side. Hey, right, came for a Hino.
There's a brand new one, Niall.
What's the
brand
new one?
Brand new one. When you and I were growing up, there was about two or three.
Mm.
But now there's a general one because, okay, I know you're north side, I think.
I am, yeah, Edenmore. Yeah.
Where are you from? Edenmore. Right, okay, so a kid grows up in Edenmore, right, and he studies hard, he does well, he goes to college. Where does he go? He gets a placement in Dundalk.
Mm.
So he goes to Dundalk. This has all happened now in the last 20 years since you and I left school. He goes to Dundalk, he meets a girl from Galway, right? So some weekends he's in Galway, some weekends he's in Dundalk, and some weekends he's back home in Edenmore.
Yeah.
So then an opportunity comes up for the job, and he gets it in County Laois, and he buys a house in County Laois. His kids are Laois, right? He's Edenmore. He met his wife in Dundalk, and she's Galway. So those kids, that kid's accent will be influenced by the Laois kids on the estate around, whose parents are from everywhere. And I think what we're going to end up with is an Irish accent that's not regionalised to any county. You know, this accent is new. It's only out about 15 years. In my opinion, what it is it's a general Irish accent that can't be regionalised to any county. It's like, how can I do it? It's like the...
But you know what? But it's the Howie accent, Johnny. It's the, Howie, Ari, what's the story, love?
Like, I mean, that guy could have a master's degree in marketing, but you and I know it's not really possible that he does. You know I'm working class, but you probably know I'm not an architect.
I don't know you're not an architect. No, I wouldn't have judged you like that.
But no, seriously, would you?
No, let me... Okay,
if I met you in a bar, see, you don't see me, we're on the phone, so you don't know what I look like, fortunately enough. But if I meet you in a bar...
I'm going to guess, right, that... Now, and please don't think I'm being judgmental, right?
Okay.
I'm going to guess that you work for... Either you're working as a professional driver. Probably working as a professional driver.
You're thinking taxi because I talk too much. I do drive as part of my living, but...
Deliveries.
I call me a professional driver,
Are you doing deliveries?
I'm doing deliveries, yeah.
Yeah, well... See, that wasn't a bad guess, right?
No, that was a very good guess. Yeah.
And I'd say you're. I'm going to put on my psychic hat here now. You're 5'8", 9".
Exactly 5'9". Yeah.
You have.
What do you have for breakfast?
No, hang on. He was breakfast at this. Okay, he has. Used to have brown hair, but it's starting to go a bit grey now and slightly receding. But you're not bald.
I'm bald.
Ah, damn! Right, Jude. Have I ever met you?
No.
Okay, well, I've no idea what you look like. Okay, let me guess. 6'1"?
Will you stop? I wish I was.
All right. You sound like a tall, skinny fella.
No, that would be my father.
All right.
That would be the old man, not me.
All right, okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Johnny. Hold on, I switch you on there, Johnny. Johnny, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Johnny?
Man, what's the crack?
Or is it Johnner?
No, it's Johnny. Don't call me Johnner. I'm not from Dublin.
All right, story, Johnny.
Right, so what's the story? What do you think, where do you think I'm from?
I've no idea where you're from.
Ah, have a guess.
Well, see, I'm not talking to you for long enough, but I'm kind of guessing maybe closer to Waterford or Wexford.
Nope, not a chance. We're further up.
Wicklow.
Nope.
Well, go tell us, it's not a guessing game, Johnny. Where are you from?
Belfast. I'm from Kildare.
Are you from Kildare? All right, okay.
Yeah. Did someone say Belfast?
somebody did say Belfast. That was Jude.
Yeah, my old stick is from Kildare.
Your old stick.
Yeah, she's from Kildare.
Everywhere I go, I get asked, am I from Waterford, Wexford? Are you from Laois, Meath, Louth, Belfast?
Yeah, but Joel, there's nothing wrong with your accent, by the way.
No, but I do understand. Like, when I first... started listening to you, I'll be honest with you, I thought you were an evil priest. Sorry about that.
An evil priest?
Yeah, and I tell you, if PJ Gallagher can do acting, I tell you, Niall, if we put you on the telly, got you to play Supernatural, and put you in as an evil priest, awards would be flying your way.
Yeah,
PJ wouldn't be too happy.
I did listen to PJ in the morning sometimes trying to pull off my accent, by the way, as well. And he does does his Niall Boylan impersonations in the morning. It doesn't escape me.
No.
But Johnny, be honest. I'm not talking about, you know, people's regional accents as such and just where they're from. I mean, there's no harm. There's nothing wrong with having a Cork accent, a Dublin accent. There's nothing wrong with a different Dublin accent. Niall, as he mentioned already, is from a working class area in Dublin. He clearly has a Dublin accent, but he's very understandable. What I'm saying is, these people who make no effort to even speak properly, they have really strong Cork accents, really strong Limerick accents or strong Dublin accents. And it's all around you, Starty, how are you doing? Are all right, bye, what's the Starty? And no, you know, you can't understand a word they're saying.
Yeah, no, that's true. I agree with you. Like, you know, if you can't understand what someone's saying, doing a handy job. Like, you know,
Or you can understand them and it just sounds lazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, if I listen in to you every day and I think your voice is class, I'll be honest with you, I'm not slagging you. Your voice is brilliant on the radio. It is absolutely, it entertains me every day. You know,
and entertains me.
It does, because some of the things, and as you've often said live in the air, some of the gobshites that ring in, you put them in their place, and I do be in stitches listening, like, you know, it's absolutely brilliant. But if I listened to you in the morning and I was like, well, hello, this is Niall Boylan, and we have a matter to discuss, I'd turn you off.
would you? All right, okay. Well, I don't fake my accent or anything like that. I know there are DJs out there that fake their accents. I don't plan an accent. You know, and there's, by the way, there's nothing wrong with having a Dublin or a Cork or a Galway or a Limerick accent if you're on the radio or the television, because I mean, some presenters have stronger accents than me. I mentioned Joe Duffy at the start of the show. Joe is from Ballyfermot, and you can clearly hear he's from Ballyfermot. But then you have the other end of the spectrum where there are people on TV who speak rather properly. You know,
well, the accent doesn't mean you can't speak properly.
Like Pat Kenny.
Well, Pat Kenny comes from the Gayburn School of Broadcasting, you know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah.
Well, his hand puts me off, not his accent. This thing with the hand, that he keeps on pushing it out, that really pisses me off. This hand gesture with the hand, that really braids my tits.
But you're not going to hear a presenter be successful on radio or television if they go on, they go, all right, here we are now, right, we've got the show on 2 o'clock, and on the line now is Padraig. Padraig, how are you?
No, not a chance. You know,
hold on, Padraig. Where is he? Properly. I got Padraig for you now. Here's the man. Now he's the man that he'll start his conversation with greetings, Padraig.
Greetings, my old
pal. There you go. Greetings, Padraig. Padraig, would you hire somebody? You hire people. Would you hire somebody with a strong accent?
Well, like you say, Niall, there's a big difference between regional accents, and then there's the druggy. Let's call it the druggy accent, out of your three accents that you just defined there a while ago. Obviously, nobody's going to employ you with that accent.
Can you do the druggy accent?
We all became Americans there around the Celtic Tiger era, and it's hi guys. And for some reason, we all turned into Americans. For some reason, you know.
Yeah, well, young people nowadays are becoming very Americanized because of YouTube and Netflix, and everything is like I said to him, like, and she said to me, like, and. It's good. Well, that's very irritating.
An accent shouldn't change. Like I said, my old man, he's over here nearly 50 years and he still has a Dutch accent.
Mm-hmm.
An accent shouldn't change.
Correct.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with accents as long as you can be understood. No. Accents, this putting on a fake accent is all cock. It really is.
You're right, Jude. That's what I would concur 100%. Because when I walk around the Dublin 4, Dublin 6 areas, the affluent areas, middle and upper class, so-called,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you an example now. I'm doing a job in Donnybrook and these people, you think they went to Eton, actually. And, Padraig, Penelope will give your hand to take down the curtain. And it transpires now. The father and mother are originally from Roscommon, and they should be speaking, you know, like.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was nearly going to say, are you in a relation to Jacob Rees-Mogg? Because
I have to say, I do like Jacob Rees-Mogg. I've listened to him on radio, and I think he's so funny.
I think
he's such a plonker.
I think he's a great patriot. He wants to get the hell out of this corrupt rich man's club, namely the EU.
Is wearing a monocle since he was 20 years of age.
Niall, he did go to Eton after all, you know. But
it's not normal.
It's very strange that these people in Dublin 4 and Dublin 6, to listen to them talk. Talked about fake accents. The Dublin 4 accent has to be a fake accent, because when did they go to Eton? Most of them are from Roscommon originally.
These are the boys in the rugby clubs. You go, all right, let's go for another high now.
Oh, chaps.
Great chat, Alistair.
And Penelope will give you a hand, take down the curtains.
Listen, lads, I have to wrap it up. Thank you very much indeed to everyone involved in the conversation. Somebody says, Niall has a Scobie Northside inner city accent. Yep. All right, okay. Another person says, Niall, bet you can't. I think that's Bernie. Is that Bernie? He says, Niall, it seems you're being a psychic today and you're doing well guessing people. Can you guess what I look like? Yeah, Bernie, because it's on WhatsApp. You sent the message and there's a picture in your profile. You're blonde. I can see you there. You're about... Okay, I'm going to guess your age, Bernie. Now, this could be quite insulting. 43.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.